Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Drivers for Uber and Lyft in New York, Los Angeles, and cities around the world are on strike. They're turning off their apps to draw attention to recent pay cuts and what they say are unfair working conditions ahead of Uber's expected $90 billion IPO on Friday. James Hicks is an Uber driver in LA. He's participating in this strike and he joins us now. James, what changes do you want to see from Uber?
We have a driver's bill of rights that we're trying to implement. Some of those things include a $28 an hour per minimum. We also want transparent breakdowns when it comes to ride pays and ride receipts. Also, when people get deactivated, we want to make sure that people have a proper appeals process. We're also looking for a voice in the industry right now. So that's why people in LA, Chicago, New York, all around the world are protesting right now.
When people get deactivated, you mean when a driver all of a sudden loses the ability to
yes.
drive their car. $28 an hour. That's a good living. Why do you think you're worth that much?
Well, that's only including expenses. So when you take away expenses, it really comes down to about $17, maybe even $18, which is only a few dollars higher than the amount that Bernie Sanders is proposing as a livable wage, as a national minimum wage he wants to implement is only $15. So we're really not asking for much. You know, we're just asking for a livable wage and a wage to make sure that our cars can stay on the road so that we can pay for our gas, so we can pay for the maintenance, all the things that Uber and Lyft and other rideshare companies don't help pay for at the moment.
How much does maintaining your car and putting gas in it cost you per week? You're putting a lot of miles on your car.
Yeah. So obviously our cars are being depreciated at an unprecedented level. And the gas, it really varies upon city, but in Torrance is about $4.10, but when you drive closer to Beverly Hills, it could be as high as $4.30, $4.50.
Not only that, you got to get an oil change probably more often than the rest
change,
of us do.
Brakes.
Right? Yeah. How about more about you? I know you came to Los Angeles, as many people do, to pursue a career in acting a few years ago.
Yes.
I assume you're using Uber to sort of get by as you're trying to make that work out. But how much do you drive a week, and what do you take home every week?
Yeah, so when I started driving, I drive about the same hours, which is anywhere between 35 and 50 hours a week, depending on the week. When I first started, I was making about $1,200, $1,300 a week. Hmm. And I was making enough where I could, you know, stop driving for a day, go to an audition, do a few gigs and whatnot, and, you know, still have enough money left over to pay my bills. But with the recent pay cuts, with rent going up in Los Angeles, with gas going up, but mostly because of the pay cuts, I went from making about $1,200, $1,300 a week to now $700 a week, and I'm driving about the same. Nothing has really changed. And with those $500 missing from my personal paycheck, I can't, you know, pursue the things that I really want to do. You know, the reason why I came here, so.
Now, of course, by the end of the week, Uber will go through this massive IPO. Drivers who have completed at least 2,500 trips will get a one-time bonus after that's completed. Are you going to get a bonus? Is that enough for you and other drivers?
I received my bonus. It was $500 for the rides that I've done for them. I don't know how they come to that calculation, but no, it's not enough. I don't want a one-time bonus. I want more money in my weekly paycheck. I want my money in my annual earnings. That's what I want. One-time bonuses of $500 for a company that's worth $90 billion is nothing.
The investors and executives at Uber will make a lot of money after this IPO, but the company is losing money. In the first quarter of 2019, it lost $1 billion. And like a lot of companies at this stage in the game, they're not profitable. Doesn't Uber need to find a way to make money so that you can continue to have a job?
Absolutely. And Uber could be profitable if they wanted to. They're paying their CEOs and their CFOs $40 million a year, okay? They are also taking about anywhere between 40 and 60% from their driver pays, okay? And in one case particularly that I've seen, it was 90%. So in this case, one driver was paid $3. The rider paid $41. How can they not be profitable? Where did that money go? Where are they taking it? Are they giving it all to the CEO, CFO? Because you know that's not going to the engineers. Or maybe they're taking that money and they're investing the 60% that they're stealing from us in automated vehicles. Maybe that's what they're doing with the money. You can't tell me that if they're taking 30 to 60% and in some cases 90% from their drivers that they're not being profitable. They're being irresponsible.
Uber has said that drivers are at the heart of its service. This is a quote, "We can't succeed without them." And thousands of people come into work at Uber every day focused on how to make their experience better on and off the road. I'm assuming you do not agree that Uber is treating its drivers the way that it should be.
Absolutely.
James Hicks, Uber driver based in Los Angeles, taking part in the strike there today. It's 24 hours in Los Angeles. James, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.